This is Sean with Voices Live On, and I'm speaking with Jordan Seafrick. Jordan, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So we were able to surprise you with a appreciation and favorite memories interview from your fiance, Paul. First off, when he first told you or let you know that you're going to be able to listen to something like that, what went through your mind?
I was pretty confused, only because the way he was explaining it, it sounded like it was just a podcast that he was interested in that he wanted me to listen to. And so when he showed me what was actually going on, I was just overwhelmed with emotion. I was so emotional about it because it was so thoughtful.
And so can you describe like what he talked about and what he addressed and kind of how you felt about those segments?
It almost felt like I got to eavesdrop on him talking to one of his buddies about me, which was so flattering and so exciting to kind of hear his story and how he would explain it to somebody else about us. Because we were there and we lived it and we know what was going through our minds, but actually to hear what was going through his mind and how he would sum up our relationship, how he would sum up our future together, it was incredible. It was super, super sweet, very, very much my words of affirmation for the year.
So, and the fact of us kind of walking him through chronological questions from beginning to end and it kind of being structured, did you kind of identify with that and see how that's a good value?
I do. I think that was great because as you were asking the questions, I was going through my mind and my experiences and my memories of what I thought he was going to say. And then a few of the things he said were so much more in depth than he's ever let on. For example, like when we first met and how his first thoughts about me were whenever we like first laid eyes on each other because we had met online. So whenever we first met, you know, I had all these emotions going through my mind. And then to hear him describe his side of it, it was really insightful. It was really, really good to hear, actually.
Well, I'm glad that you got a lot out of it. It is really overwhelming to hear somebody being asked questions about yourself and to kind of be that fly on the wall to be able to listen and take it in. So I've heard that you've also played it multiple times and also for your friends. Is that true?
Yes. So I do hair. I'm a hairdresser. And so I've actually played it for a few of my clients that I've become close to over the years. And it's just such a unique gift that it's something I hope I have forever because it's nice to go back and listen to that whenever we're going through maybe a tiff or some hard times we're trying to get through together. It's nice to go back and hear he's my teammate. And it's a really nice, like I was saying, it's really nice words of affirmation to have recorded so I can always go back and listen to them.
Well, it was a pleasure being able to kind of walk Paul through those moments. And the reality is, you know, it's easier to talk in conversation and be led down a path than for somebody just to stand by themselves and rattle it all off. And I think it ended up being probably around 10 minutes or so, but it was pretty in depth and I was pretty impressed with all the different things that he brought up.
Yeah, I think he did a good job.
Okay, well, and what do you think about just the company concept itself on being able to interview people on their life stories and segments, link them all to a page, and make it so it's, you know, available for the family?
I like that idea. Paul would know this better than I would, but kind of like what you were saying, doing it beforehand, like before the wedding, I think is a really good idea. But, yeah, being able to have, like a lot of families, I guess, do, like, family reunions. And so doing something where the families are all together at once and, like, share their side of one collective memory. So maybe there is something funny that is an inside joke to the family and everybody can tell their side of that one story. But, no, I think it's a great idea. It's kind of hard to explain when people ask me what it is, but
They receive a library of love page with all the different individuals' specific interviews linked to it, and everybody can access each individual person that they want to share it with, download, save, and listen to them forever. So it's having that collective spot where you can access everybody. That's essentially what we're going to be doing for the wedding couples and connecting all their families' perspectives to one spot, which will be really rewarding and be great for them all to enjoy it.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time. And we're about to surprise Paul and do an appreciation interview of you for him.
Perfect.
All right.